All right, Raymond, first game on the new soil, 2-1 win, good way to start.
Oh, we're over the moon. We finally got the monkey off our backs, and then Inishowen and beaten, getting past Inishowen team. And that was a very, very good game here tonight. Inishowen came up, Dermot always brings a very good side with him. He's very successful in this competition, and he's been in finals and semi-finals, and we haven't beaten him for a long, long time, and we prepared proper for this game, and it has paid off. It was a tough game, but I was very confident before the game because I knew we had prepared properly this time. We had prepared properly. We had a lot of friendlies, and we trained hard, and the boys gave great commitment, and we got our just rewards, I think.
Do you feel that the friendlies against the likes of Hearts and the Mavadi, and they benefited the squad massively, did they?
Absolutely correct. Playing against qualities, that's quality opposition, like Salima Vadi and Maiden City and Finn Harps.
And
Milford, yeah, fair play to Milford, that's right. And, that they're all good quality opposition, and that's exactly what we needed because we know what we're going to get from Inishowen. And we had a game plan tonight, and our game plan won, our game plan came good. We just set it out, and we've got good leaders in that dressing room there now, and they're showing great commitment, and we're very happy to have them, and hopefully we can get a result now against Sligo to take us out of the county.
And you conceded early in this, but there was a very quick reply from who was it this again? Sorry,
Kim
McHugh. Yeah, very good finish.
Well, I suppose. We were actually on top of that. We started this on the front foot, I think. In fact, over the 90 minutes, we were definitely the better team, without any shadow of a doubt. And yes, we were kind of a wee bit on top, but a wee bit of sloppy play too, which we talked about that we shouldn't do. But anyway, it was the one wee blip that we made, and they capitalised on it and scored. And that's fair enough. But we had great leadership and quickly getting an equaliser through Kevin, and justly so as well.
And Ryan Shields got what turned out to be the winner, like 10 minutes before halftime.
Well, that's right. We got a free kick down, and there was a brilliant delivery in from wee Darren McDade, and Ryan just seemed to get in there among them and planted her in the back of the net, and that was it. That proved to be the match winner, and I'm delighted to get across the line tonight.
And it's the first game at in the new facilities. What do you make of the facilities?
Oh, we love it. Like, we've been playing here, and a lot of friendlies, and we've trained here, so we've quickly adapted to it. It's a big park, but I mean the boys are used to it now, and it's great to have this facility, and it's credit now to Donegal League. It's a great headquarters now, and we look forward to hopefully the next game after the next game, if you know what I mean.
And this is your first competitive match in charge of the Donegal League. When you knew the position came available, did you know straight away that I want this position?
Well, I followed the Oscar trainer for the last maybe 5-6 years, and I feel that we probably should have done better. 3 years ago, we got to the semi-final down in Clare, and we were robbed. But we robbed ourselves because we gave away 2 silly goals, and we were all over them, Clare went on to win it, so that could have been us. But now, I definitely think we have the squad this year now to go all the way. Well, you obviously need luck as well, but hopefully that'll be the case.